311.
Welcome to the 311 radio show. Good afternoon to you. Trust you've been having a really good Sunday so far as you stick with us here on VOB 92.9 FM. I am Crystal J. Paul, and with us as usual, of course, is the 311 team, the Barbados Fire Service. We have Fire and Life Safety Officers, Natasha Ford.
Hi, pleasant good afternoon to each and every one of you.
And Jason Collins.
Hi, good afternoon, Barbados.
All right, how are you both doing?
Well, I'm fine. How are you doing?
Yes, I'm pretty good, thank you. Miss Officer Ford?
Me, I am on top of the world since I am back here with you guys. I miss you like crazy.
Yes, 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 yes. I'm sure you're singing it well, like Whitney Houston or whoever it was. All right, yes, but anyway, it's good to have you back, Natasha.
Thank you so very much.
Oh, my goodness. All right. All right, so we have some matters to deal with today. You have some housekeeping matters, and you want to look back at the fire permit. You know, things are back on the buzz. The roads are busy. There's traffic on the road. Yes, I mean, you know, we're in full swing. The borders are reopened. And slowly but surely, things are happening again. But you have some housekeeping matters you wanted to deal with. Go ahead.
I don't know if it would be remiss for me to say this, but I kind of actually missed COVID kind of closed down period where the roads were so light. I could probably leave home at a 8:15 and be at work at 8:30.
I understand. But, the thing that there's traffic on the road again. In Wildy,
yes.
You know, it's yeah, you have to leave earlier.
Again. Mm-hmm. I like to say, you know, the essential workers had top priority, you know, we had, yeah, but at least I'm really glad to see that we are opening up and that persons are still erring on the side of caution. You're still seeing some persons, you know, you can never get everyone to be compliant. As much as we would like it and love it, but
yes.
For the most case, we're still seeing persons observing the protocols that have been put in place by the Ministry of Health. You're seeing persons wearing their masks, the hand sanitizing. Never mind if you're going to a store, you don't think they gave you enough. I don't think my hand's quite sanitizing. I need a little bit more, thanks.
Not
trying to stingy you with it. But for those of us, who, like me, are afraid of the alcohol drain on our skin, who have to go from place to place, and as you know, inspecting officers. Sometimes we have to do visits to, say, 4 or 5 establishments in a day. And every time you go, it is a temperature check, it is sanitizing, and it sometimes becomes, I'm telling you, I miss the freedom we used to have. I honestly do. It now becomes this stringent things like, again, how much more alcohol? Well, just know I got alcohol in my blood, not blood. alcohol running through my veins. But we understand what it is for, because even within our workplace, for those persons who are coming to make applications for inspections or even collecting their certificates, we also have those measures in place. When you come, you're supposed to have your mask on, your cotton mask on. You're also supposed to have a temperature check. And let me say you're supposed to, a temperature check is done and sanitizing out at the same time. So we're not exempt from that rule either, or persons coming to do business with us, you're not exempt from that. So for those persons who are still yet not moving about as freely as they wish to, and who want to make applications to have their premises inspected. This would be, as you know, we do the hotels, guest houses, any tourism sector, so guest houses, hotels,
villas,
exactly. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The nurseries, which were recently reopened. We also do the day nurseries, we do restaurants, churches, even residential homes if you want to have your home inspected. Now, the forms are online for those persons who are now into the technology heavy. technology heavy mode here.
Yes, right. Of course. Especially now.
So those persons can go online to Barbados Fire Service, our spanking new looking website.
www.fireservice.gov.bb.
Yes.
I'll repeat it again, www.fireservice.gov.bb. That's the website.
And from there, you can go to, and hear this, electronic forms, which means you don't have to print this form. You don't have to download this form to fill it out, to print it off, to bring it in. We've gone a step above that to help you out. So the forms are electronic. You can fill the form out online. Hit that submit button, and we receive it on the other end. So once we receive your application, an officer will be in contact to let you know what the process of your application is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only time that you come down, of course, is where we're going to be talking money.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, there is the fee that you have to pay, and I talk about the fee. I'm going to get into it a little later. The fee schedule, the new fee schedule. So you have that option. And looking to come online, I'm not sure, I've heard banter, so I don't know if I'm letting the cat out of the bag, which a lot of people probably would be grateful for, the opportunity not always to have to come down to the state, to the service headquarters to pay for their inspection.
Mm-hmm.
So it's supposed to be facilitated at other entities. So as soon as that has been fully
finalized
and is on stream, we will definitely give you more notice about it. But for the time being, once you send on that application, we can look at it. We can give you an estimate based on what we would have seen previously. I noticed I said an estimate, or let me say a guesstimation.
No,
I'm guessing it's some.
You mean a guesstimate?
A guesstimation. We calling it. The point is, we guessing.
Oh, is that humor on a Sunday afternoon? That's right.
Yeah, I mean, crying out loud. People just had that big meal. You can't see that man in the corner dropping sleep.
That's right.
So. In some cases, we give you an approximation of what we think the cost would be. It is only then when the inspecting officer comes and sees the physical facility that he would be able to give you a more direct. And he would either, yes, I agree with her, or no, you have to pay a little bit more.
Right. Okay.
So
would you be able to say what the fees are like?
Getting into that. Yes. So
okay.
Again, let's say from the 1st of April, we had a new fees order. This is nothing mandated by Natasha because I've been getting a bit of licks. Please note that I do not set the fees, okay? I'm just reading off of a paper that was given to me.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Exactly, because I'm going to bulletproof vest. Not even my fire suit can hold a bullet. So, things that we know that persons are, we see a lot of, like, the hotels and such, like, their fees have increased, you know, normally in some cases. We have hotels from 1 to 25 rooms at $50, and then we have, which, I don't have the old one to give you a comparison, but these are the new rates. Rooms 26 to 100 rooms, $250. 100 to 200 rooms, $400. And over 200 rooms, that is $600. For daycare centers, the fee is $75, and that is flat. Educational institutions, these are based on the square footage and per floor. So if you're starting with, say, 0 to 10,000 square feet, that is $250 per floor. And if it is 10,001 to 50,000 square feet, that is $400 per floor. Now, when I say that, if your bottom floor is, say, between the $10,000 and $1,000 to $50,000, that is $400. If your first floor is, say, less than the $10,000, that is $250. So it is not set across the board that because we come in and we see two floors that we automatically look for the highest price to charge you. It goes based on the square footage. Hmm. Follow me so far?
Yes, clear.
Good. Now, one of the other things that we've been getting a lot of licks on is the, sorry, Jason was just showing me some information, the petroleum inspection. And I want persons to understand this. There are two inspections there. One for petroleum, if you're a gas station attendant. If you own a gas station owners, runners, renters, whoever. Now, when you make application, you're making application for petroleum inspection. That is one, and that fee is $150. Then you have the convenience store. That has nothing to do with petroleum. So that, again, is another inspection. Even if the officer conducts both inspections on the same day, there are two different entities. They're two separate things.
Okay.
These persons would have already known that because they would have dealt with the Ministry of Energy. So they should know this information. One of the things that I should make very clear, however, is that anytime you apply for an inspection and the inspection is done and your facility fails that inspection, re-inspection is at 50% of the original cost.
Okay.
I'll say that in another language. If you fail the inspection the first time, then you have to pay for a re-inspection, which is half the cost of the original inspection.
And so this applies to everybody?
This applies straight across the board.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So basically, that is the new fees order. That is the way it goes. And as we know, included in there would be our burn permit. Now, there is something called also control burning. And our office has been getting a lot of licks for this because people seem not to understand the difference between the two. Now, I think we had an extensive program dealing with the burn permit, what the burn permit entails, what it's about. And I'll let Jason tell you more about the burn permit while I take a breath.
Good. Okay. Officer Collins, yes, please.
Yes, please. Well, with the burn permit, a lot of people, first of all, do not know, but the same thing applies as it relates to the fire certificate applications. All of that can be done online via the same fire service website, which I mentioned a little early in the program, and I'll probably mention it before we go again. But you would apply by clicking on that website, click on fire prevention, scroll down to electronic forms, and then when you open electronic forms, you will see burn permit. And
or
you fill
inspection.
Out, or inspection, depending on which one you want. And for the burn permit, you just open it, fill out the form, and submit it online, and we will receive it, as Natasha mentioned a little earlier. A lot of people, again, we've been having numerous calls relating to how burn permit. any sort of, if you light a fire, if you burning stuff, as we call it in layman terms, whatever, you're required to have a burn permit. Persons ask about if it was roasting burnt fruit. That would not constitute for the burn permit because you just roast some breadfruit as a means of something to eat.
If you're roasting a whole lot of breadfruit, you're having an event and you're...
Correct. If it was a case where there's a business place that I know do like breadfruit and selling that kind of stuff, but then you would need the burn permit. For those who do like cooking or, you know, chips and that kind of stuff during the weekend, you know, some people have a Friday night, Saturday night, little business and that kind of stuff, you're required to have a burn permit. And for those who would do it on that kind of scale where you do it every week, your permit would be a yearly permit. You have an annual permit for something like that. If it is a case where you have some leaves around the house that you rake up and you want to burn them, or some rubbish or whatever have you around the house that you want to burn, that would be the permit for that particular time that you want to do that burn. Mm-hmm. On the application form for the burn, you are asked what is the purpose of this burn, and what time and date you're looking to do this burn. All of these things are asked on that form. So there's always clarity.
Please let us know why it has become necessary to have burn permits.
Well, one of the things is that, in all honesty, we have tried over the years, and I guess you would know, and the public who are ardent listeners to our program would understand that, you know, we responded over the years to many structural fires resulting from persons burning rubbish and grass in unsafe conditions. So that is one of the reasons that we are trying to, you know, basically cut down on the amount of open flame burning and that kind of stuff. Because, you know, throughout this program, we've made mention to avoid burning. We've even brought in the lady, Miss Burt, I think is her name, mm-hmm. to discuss alternate means of disposing of your rubbish and so forth, recycling and that kind of stuff.
Composting.
Exactly. So all of these things would have led to the burn permits, because we are really trying to eliminate the amount of, you know, burning that we're doing, also for environmental purposes, because it is, one, not only unsightly, but for those with respiratory ailments and so on, it presents a problem for them. So all of these are things that we took into consideration, and hence the burn permit has come up.
Thank you. I think I interjected in what you were saying. I'm not sure if you're done.
No, you're talking about the agricultural part.
Yes,
now?
The agricultural part.
So
yes.
This would be control.
No, partly also with the burn permit, there's the agriculture. So those persons who have agricultural land who may want to get rid of waste or something like that matter, the bushing or what for agricultural purposes, we would allow the persons to have the permit. As Jason said, it's not just giving out here, there, and yonder.
Right.
The officer, after the application has made, it is assigned to an officer. The officer goes, makes appointment with the relevant person, and they go and they do a site visit. Now, the officer, he's not just going there to look to see what is being burnt. He also takes into consideration persons around that person, how they're going to be impacted if there is something else. And I mean, he also offers alternative means of disposing of whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. Now, with all this taken into consideration, it is then left up to the officer to determine if he is going to allow for the burn permit to be issued, mm-hmm. or he can also have the right to deny and say, no, this is not a valid enough reason for a burn permit to be issued. Now, okay. When we say A, there is also B. Mm-hmm. We were talking about the controlled burning, and I think Jason won't finish that off.
Well, with the controlled burning, because the normal cost for a burn permit, let's say that you were doing the cocaine open flame, your weekly business that you would have doing chips, et cetera, or you may be burning some rubbish around the house. That fee would be a $150. For those who do any commercial, that would be $150, the annual $150. However, for the control burning, this is where now you have, let's say, a spot of land that you want burn off, as we would say. And because of the amount it is, you will require the Barbados Fire Service to be there on standby when this burn is taking place. That is called a control burning. There's a fee of $200 per hour or part thereof for that particular type of burn. So you would apply the same way, like burn permit, et cetera. You would make that application, but the fee is $200 per hour or part thereof.
And it comes with the response of members from the Barbados
right.
Fire Service.
Or
so a truck is there, do
standby.
It on standby.
Right, when that particular burn is taking place, and that is for control burning.
Okay. Okay. Wow. All right. Are there particular hours that you would recommend that this, you know, this burning takes place based on a permit? Because, you know, there are some people who burn indiscriminately at nighttime and so on. But are there hours that you are stipulating?
Those people before the conscience would do something like that. So it is between 7 to 5 p.m.
7
a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay.
Yes,
just want to make that clear.
Right,
let me go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 o'clock.
In the morning.
In the morning. When you just crumble, 10 out about an hour ago. So after you caught crumble an hour ago, it puts it at 7 a.m. And then you have up until 5 p.m.
What I can assure you is that the Barbados Fire Service will not be, we would definitely not issue you a permit to burn at 7, 8 o'clock in the night or that kind of stuff. So that's definitely not, that's a no-no for sure.
We try to look at hours where persons will be away from home. Persons are normally out working. And again, I will continue to say it does not take anything off of us to go to your neighbor and let them know what is going on. Give them the choice. If something is happening out here and it's going to compromise my respiratory system and I know I need fresh air to breathe, that gives me the option. If I need to leave home, I can leave home so you can do what you have to do. It means that I'm not going to go and put all of my Tide inside the machine and put my clothes inside the deer with my fabric softener and my downy throwing balls thing. Only for my clothes to end up smelling instead of spring fresh, smoky smoke.
Right.
As in any fragrance, right? Smoky smoke.
Right. Okay. Oh, my goodness.
I think it comes on, quite honestly, as much as we are here discussing bar permit and so on, to persons, and I don't know how much times you've said it on this program, but looking out for each other, you know, being your brother's keeper, even if you have a permit to burn, It would still be human common courtesy to say to your neighbors in that you know this smoke will affect, well, I'm going to be burning some stuff around such and such a time or whatever have you, just to give people a heads up so that, you know, you don't be home, as you say, as Ford just alluded to, you just finish wash your clothes and hang them out, and then this body light up this fire. Because if I know, let's say Ford is burning, and she says to me, well, I'm going to be burning some stuff around 9 o'clock this morning, whatever have you. Well, I would know, you know what, don't hang out the clothes this morning at 9 o'clock.
Right,
you know,
right.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes simple little communication can stop so much of the drama and trouble that, you know, that develops after.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you talk about drama and trouble, I was just thinking, what about those with burn permits and then they start to burn and, you know, you can therefore expect calls at the Barbados Fire Service from neighbors, etc., saying, you know, this person is burning. But, of course, that it would be a call of complaint, but it wouldn't necessarily be known that that person has a burn permit.
Well,
so it is good to do that communication with the neighbors.
Right. Now, what is supposed to happen is that these persons who have been granted and issued that burn permit, they are supposed to call the Barbados Fire Service, for those who do not know, 311, if you don't know that by now, I repeat, 311, the Barbados Fire Service, for emergency purposes. If you are issued with that permit, on that day that you're doing that burn, you're supposed to make a call to the fire service, identify yourself and your location, and say to the control room attendant who answers the phone that you have a burn permit, you're such and such, and that you will be doing this burn, and this is the location.
Mm-hmm.
So that when I call and I say, well, I have a fire in such and such, you know, you will be able to say, well, Miss So-and-so or Mrs. So-and-so, or, you know, someone in that area has a burn permit, and they're completing their burn or something like that.
Okay.
Again, it's not a communication, just common courtesy so that people know what is going on. Sometimes it's not that we do not, or not that we would not accept a little inconvenience for an hour or two or whatever have you, but it is when people do things without communicating to us. You basically wake up and in a house full of smoke because your neighbor likes stuff and didn't say a word to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's things like these that tick people off, not necessarily the fact that you're burning, because we all know, I think each of us with a conscience would understand that sometimes there are things we need to dispose of, and it's probably the better way to do it. But sometimes some communication, you know, can go such a long way.
That is so true. So just for clarification, if you want to just chat with a, well, not chat, if you want to ask a question at the Barbados Fire Service, you call the regular number, the 535 number, but for your permit, when you have the burn permit and you're going to light the fire, before you light it, you call 311 to let them know this is happening.
That is correct. That is correct.
Okay. Okay. Just wanted to make sure of that.
Okay. That's the
But also, at the same time, too, we want persons that who have been issued with the permit to know that this permit is not a go-ahead to burn every single day indiscriminately. Mm-hmm. You've been charged. You came with a reason. The officer would have okayed it for that reason. If it, any other time something else should come up, I think the least you can do is to call and give us some sort of information. Let us know what is going on. So it's not to say that that person has the right that they can light a fire every single day, inconveniencing those within the neighborhood.
Right.
Right. Okay. As a matter of fact, the when you are filling out the burn permit form, there is a slot that says the time and the date that you require to do this burn.
Correct.
So you're supposed to do that burn on that particular time or date that you're given. That permit is only for that time, unless, as I said, commercial, where you're doing food and stuff like that, where you do a weekly cooking or whatever have you, that is something completely different, where you're given an annual burn permit. But for burning rubbish and stuff or what have you around the home, that permit is valid for that time and that time only.
Okay.
I also got a question earlier, I think it was last week. A person asked, what if my burn permit was scheduled for today, say, for example, today, and the rain fell? Obviously, the burn would not be able to have taken place on the particular day, the date slated. They asked if they would have to then pay again.
Yeah.
The answer to that is no.
We're not that unreasonable.
Right. You know, I think it is. Exactly. We're not that unreasonable, as Ford says. So you would not have to pay again, because that is something that is beyond your control and our control. That is a part of nature. And if the rain fell down that particular day, then I would think that the next best available date, it would be okay to do your burn as well.
Right. Okay. That sounds good. Well, believe it or not, we've just about run out of time.
Uh-huh.
I know that there's... Yes. You see, time flies when you're having fun, Officer Ford.
So but then,
right, in the 1 minute we have, you can...
Right. Hello to Lynette. I'm sorry, I met Lynette. It's amazing how, although we have these masks on, our listeners are still able to make us out. So
whoa.
A big shout out, yes, to Lynette. Hope you're having a wonderful Sunday. And to a whole community, the Jordans community, a special good afternoon to each and every one of you listening this afternoon. Hope you've all had your lunch and you're just resting easy.
All right. I know you also wanted to end the show by encouraging people to wear their masks.
Oh,
wear them
definitely.
Properly.
Yes, in a few seconds you can do that.
Right, wear them properly.
Yes, please.
Wear them properly, yes.
Not wearing the mask correctly, that is over your nose and over your mouth. Who have the mask underneath the chin, it serves no purpose.
Correct.
Get accustomed to speaking in it, get accustomed to wearing it and breathing in it. Wear it the correct way so that we can eliminate any transmission of this coronavirus. It is not gone, it is still very much present, and we need you to secure yourself in order to secure your family and loved ones.
And please don't pull down the mask to sneeze. That's the reason you're wearing the mask. It might sound funny. People are doing it. Do not pull the mask from your face to sneeze. The reason you're wearing the mask is so that any particles
are captured
if you sneeze or cough. That's the reason we are supposed to be wearing the mask.
Yeah, we saw it live and direct.
We saw that live.
That's true. Oh, man. Thank you so much, officers Natasha Ford and... Jason Collins, Fire and Life Safety Officers, thank you so much for sharing with us this afternoon.
You're most welcome, Christy. And thank you also.
Thank you, and likewise.
Yes, yes, yes. Listen, remember, if you've missed any of today's edition, log on to the podcast on VOB929.com for the 311 radio show. I am Krista J. Paul, wishing you a wonderful week. And as always,
remember, fire prevention is our intention.
on the Barbados